Okay, back to the misanthropic principle.
If you think that psychotic and schizophrenic people are mentally ill because they can see their thoughts and stuff, like, around them in nature or, like, wherever they look, that doesn't make sense, does it? Like, how is that mentally ill? That's just that they're hyper-perceptive
and they're aware of everything around them. And they're aware to some degree, but they get either scared or... Why is it happening? Why are they laughing? They get... Why are you doing this? Because I don't want to say it. No, don't. I'm making a podcast. Just take it from there. Oh. So why is it that we do this? Just to irritate me and make me stumble on my words. So I think that this whole shut up. I don't get it. Just shut up. Who's using your voice? Why? She likes it, but you can take it for the podcast. I mean, everybody learns stuff from podcasts or, like, from, you know, researching things online or at a library or wherever you go. You synthesize the information, and you usually produce your own type of understanding of it to others. You don't have to plagiarize. You don't have to take word for word anything. There's nothing wrong with learning stuff. I did. And I do, still. So, I mean, you have to get information from somewhere. So then why do people want to plagiarize? I don't get it. Like, I honestly think it's the stupidest thing ever. You're basically saying you're not able to create your own content, like, after you learn something? I don't know. They are selling themselves short because it just looks greedy and weird. Not good, man, yeah. But anyway, I don't think there is a such thing as psychosis and schizophrenia, to be honest. I think people that are very perceptive end up seeing their thoughts, and they see often, like, thoughts of people around them, which they are just, like I said, hyper-perceptive. So sometimes there's misery around you, and there's horrible people around you, and what you see are, you know, scary things that you can't understand. But if you do understand it to be this, and you confront your demons, or whatever you want to call them, your thoughts, you can handle your mental illness. And I even read this in a psychology article online, saying that if you are schizophrenic or psychotic, the best thing to do is to confront your hallucinations and the voices that you hear. Because whether or not it's technological, technology related or not, like V2K and holograms, it's still... I really do believe in the power of the brain, and 6G is brain transmission. 7G, I think you're transmitting holograms and things like that too. Like, the next Gs are going to be more based on, neural implant, they say, for 6G. If you're smart, you don't need one. You won't need to be bombarded with advertising. Imagine going to sleep and having subconscious messaging of to buy stuff. And it's disgusting. That's where it's going to go. And after that, like, the infrastructure will become less and less physical and external. It'll become internal, like transhumanism. And, I mean, I think that makes sense. Stop hurting my teeth. I'm trying to crack your teeth. Why? Because I can't believe you said all that and didn't get in any, stutters? Because now everybody's like, who is it that doesn't believe this? We all think so too. Psychiatry has conveniently come up with the correct terminology, or the at least for their field, to categorize all the claims made by people that have apparent so-called mental illness. I think psychiatry is a crock profession. My mom is a psychiatrist, so I speak from experience being raised by a psychiatrist. It's designed to stifle any sort of intellectual growth that's outside the indoctrinated mind frame, and it is a detrimental thing to society because it stifles creativity, individuality, and
anybody pursuing any alternative sort of ideas. So I find it to be dangerous to society. And mental illnesses, the big pharma aspect of it is disgusting, and they're like the equivalent of placebos. And there have been peer reviewed studies by Harvard, like for those people that think Ivy Leagues are something to flaunt. I don't, but if you do think that, there are peer-reviewed studies done by psychiatrists that are from like Harvard Medical School, and they are basically claiming that a lot of antidepressants, if not antipsychotics, which I firmly believe, are just placebos or sleep aids, and a lot of thought disturbances are spurred by circadian rhythm imbalances, so your sleep cycle is not properly fine-tuned for whatever you do. And that doesn't sound like it makes sense, but you are an idiot jumping down my throat, or just get a life, you stupid bitch with a slut, disgusting shit mother, where that fucks that disgusting old hag, man. You need to get a life inside of me. I'm disgusted by you. Okay, back to the misanthropic principle. I was talking about the technology this time, and the fact that the GIMPs are using voice modulation technology they're misusing it, and what the result of that is that your pores misalign, because your vocal cords are stretched and pulled in various areas, like ways that are not conducive to how you speak, basically. Yeah, and it doesn't fit your skull. Your scalp and your face does not fit your skull. There's adhesions that occur, and then the hair follicles misalign, vitamins don't get through, and other essential nutrients, and your hair turns white because melanin also doesn't get through, and then on the mods that they use are just designed to make you ugly anyway. And then the old lady phase, that's what directed energy weapons, and that, of course, is designed to make everybody look like jowly and ugly. And especially if you have potato face like me, which is like jawless. I don't have a hard jawline. And I think guys have it easier in that department. Yeah. Sarah's face actually doesn't, it makes people look pretty. It does. Yeah. But her jaw is not gonna fit in my face. My potato. And does it have a potato? I don't give a fuck. But, it doesn't. I know, but who cares? And they're like, we want to be in it. Why? So dumb. Like, I'm not your friend. I don't care. And then the other stuff that happens is that not only this, but this is dangerous for your teeth because your gums get pulled too in different directions. And it'll lead to tooth decay. It really does pull. It pulls on your vocal cords, and that pulls on everything. And sometimes your neck is too short, sometimes too long, and then you have no separation between your face and your neck. And you don't have your full range to speak either, and it's like a huge impediment in so many ways. And I don't know why they're using mods of people, I think because Nick and Mark went to school with this person, we'll just call her PD, yeah, and I didn't know, her at all. I never heard her speak that much, but I think she may have had a speech impediment, and I just synthesized the information with them. They must have been thinking about her, yeah, that's the only logical explanation. I don't know her well enough to have anything to do with it. And they're digging deep to try to figure out how I ruin lives or something when I just mind my own business. I should have given Michael the, Michael, here's your last name, Michael Lever the ball that I kicked away, which was bitchy. Yeah, it was a bitch ass thing. Yeah, and I regret it immensely, and I'll buy you a ball if you want. Yeah, I'm very serious about that. And he was nice enough, gracious enough, to goodness gracious, right? Ugh, gross.
to give me the name of the main culprit that was trying to speak for me, which was turned into she wants to speak for herself was turned into she wants to sleep with other people or something like that, which doesn't make any sense. And why would anyone care? And also, why can't I speak for myself? Because it was just so much easier that way. And instead, these selfish assholes were just having fun, gallivanting around, and having fun with each other, using me for, well, as a content mill. They said that. They came up with that term. Or maybe the heads did, yeah. And then they wanted an empathy machine, and then they, like, it just got more and more disgusting. Like, children were being used, and, I mean, they were trying to psychologically torment me into, I don't know what, like, submission to just do a thing with them, and nobody's clear about what the thing would be, and, like, whoever that, this happened in San Diego, anyone I gave attention to at all, they would just bombard them with stupidity, and just, like, start brainwashing on something. That's more thing, yeah, because he can't stand it. It's so stupid. I know. Like, Vivi, like, seriously? You can't brainwash on her, or damn it, fine. I know. Even Seth, like, they worked on him quite a bit for Vivi. And he was like, Bart Sabril and Dan McBride, sign me up. And he liked Vivi. That was so lame. I know. I know what it was like. I'm lame. I feel gummies. Yeah, who's gummies? I felt a lot. Like, there's a lot of people that gum. Okay. So there was only one person gumming in the beginning, so now there's a ton of people involved. Who was gumming before? I thought it was just, yeah, no. There were, but I didn't feel it. So then why do you not feel his gumming now? I felt, I don't know if he smiled or not, but there might be other people. Anyway, these stupid, inane questions are designed to just bring the focus back to the kids. And they don't have any substance or value. And then they, don't ever say anything incestuous about him. Oh, I didn't say anything incestuous about Yog. Yeah, I just basically told him what they were telling me about him. And then I threw in one thing that was not accurate, I think. And then she pointed that out. She's like, I didn't write that, or I didn't say that. So she gave herself up, like, immediately. So that was a test, I guess. Did you know he was gonna try to get her to do that? What, to tell him what he, what part was it that I added in? He said he was gross. I guys are so simple-minded. He said he was into that. I don't know what part I added in that was not true. That, as in, like, wasn't fabricated by the kids. But that was a good way to test to see if they were honest, because they flat out admitted, like, we didn't actually say that part, which is one part of it, but it was a big part of it. Well, they admitted that they said the rest, and then when I'm like, come on, you know I'm mocking the situation too. So when you mock, why is it not funny? You don't get my mockery, though. I'm not laughing with you, I'm laughing kind of at you, but I don't even care about you enough to laugh at you. I want you out of my life that badly. It's not a fun situation with Candy as and Sierra and Mark and Josh at times, if you let him be free. And then before Seth and Nick became major players, and Michael, yeah, as Michael even became major players, we would have fun doing accents, and the heads were cool, they were smart, and that was so much better. And then, finally, Seth Presley, can I say your name? I just did. And he came and he saved the day, because he was the one that realized, he listened, and he realized that the only way to do this is to get the Gimps away from Josh, so he can hear too, I think, and experience what I experienced, I think. But actually, it was not his idea. It was Josh's idea. It really was? No, it was Seth's idea. Then why are you lying all the time? Because he doesn't get why you don't say Seth is Mr. Presley. Mr. Presley has entered the building. Just leave him be. He's like, I did enter the building. I'm staying. I know. You guys can exit. Yeah. You guys can exit the building. Yeah. She thinks he's really smart when she does that shit. Like, it's like, she thinks that she's saying it to me. Isn't that what it is? Not quite yet. Oh, that around it doesn't start till later. But then he's like, how do I feel like being... Isn't it like you're, like, within somebody's body? Yeah. But how are you able to fit other people? It's not size-wise. Yeah, it's just wave-wise, yeah. So we feel each other's waves. Our frequencies, then yeah, you're on my wavelength, man. Man, I change. I don't even speak like this. It's like Sierra, right? Did she say man? He's like, no, I changed it. They made us say man. Because nobody likes it. But everybody likes old man. Old man. Yeah, and Alzheimer's disease. Oh, no. Oh, God. Remember when you played Jeff? Somebody played Jeff and they were saying, he actually said, like, what is it with, what is with these people? They have Alzheimer's disease. Like, yeah, early onset Alzheimer's. Wow. And then he's getting, wait, are you playing his sound effects? Yes. Seriously, please, God damn it. Everyone's like, how do you get attention? You gotta be Stacy. Which was just making fun of my old Indian grandmother saying seriously. Seriously, something like that. I don't know how to do it. That was probably close. Okay. So, that was fun, doing accents. And for the sake of the neighborhood, that was one of my favorites. It was racist. How? Because, like, it was... That's such a stereotypic... It's meta-mocking racism. Yeah. And that is meta-mocking the racism because, like, they show it in, like... I know it was Curb Your Enthusiasm, right? They showed that. But he was mocking it, too. So, like, we're mocking that. Yeah. That's a meta-man mock. Yeah. We just ain't man. Yeah. That became a thing that they needed to figure out what that was. Is BB and KKK? Is that what you're talking about? I'm not an MKK. Okay. Why are you trying to say it wrong? MK Ultra. You're saying MK Ultra. Do you guys not know what MK Ultra is? Oh, I guess they don't. Yeah, that was a cool like scenario. You know, if we were living in, if we are in a, we are in a feedback loop, but like in an even bigger one, like if your family, our family was in MK Ultra, and then in prison later on, and then like, cause we were immigrants, so like, your whole family could have been like in MK Ultra for years, like decades and decades, yeah. And then I came here, well, I didn't come here like a baby, like yeah, crossing the border at one. That's when I moved to the U.S. when I was one by myself. Then I was in prison or something, and then we cross paths because you guys are also in prison in Marshall, Michigan. And then this becomes Lattice 3020, and that's like due to the EA crystal lattice and simulation theory. We're on E4 actually. We're in E4. Yeah, I don't get the lattice stuff yet. Yeah, but it's amazing. It is fascinating and beautiful. Yeah, and it's a mucked up mess. I said it'd be able to do, but you know, we can fix it. We can make it much better. We should be hanging our head. Ew. Why is your voice like that? I'm just mocking you. You have no right to be on my podcast. You're electronically harassing me. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Why do you think I want you on it? Who doesn't want... Go do your own. They're so fucking full of themselves. So entitled. You're boring and stupid. This isn't cutesy for me. It's just pure electronic harassment. It's annoying me, and I don't know why you think you're ever offering anything that anybody would want. Like, you need to, like, you have been run out of this town. Now, like, get the fuck out. Go someplace far, far away and kill yourselves, goddammit. Is that the right? Yes! But the thing is that they won't do it. It's so inappropriate, their behavior. They will never do the right thing for society. Oh my God, you will never do it. Yeah, I mean, again, doesn't you sound stupid as fuck. Why do you want to be a guy and then you want to be a girl and then like you're hermaphrodite or something? Well, they're the hermaphrodites, yeah. Even hermaphrodite is like a compliment. Isn't she beautiful? Yes, she's beautiful. She's androgynous too. Oh my God, like me? Like who? Shalini? They made her androgynous, ugly as fuck. I'm not a man. Like, don't make me look like a boy. And, my brother's not a boy. He's younger than me by 8 years. He's like a kid. And, in 9 years. If you don't like him, you don't need to like him. Like, I just thought it was gross that, like, from your perspective, a cougar was wanting to, like, not wanting, but, like, he was, like, saying that you look good or something at the bar. Like, he must have had his beer goggles on, not seeing your potato face. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, he totally was against her the next time I brought the bitch up and was saying Jessica Royals and, Daniela, whatever the fuck, are harassing me and hacking me. He was like, I don't like that, Jessica. So I don't know what's going around in the town. Word has gotten out that you are disgusting. And everybody like, we didn't even know that Nebo was so really Tivo because we were trying to make it. Oh, don't flatter yourself, bitch. Oh God, he's not that interested. But did they also, who would have T-filled him to say all the mean things about the Damron family? Jessica, yeah. And Sarah, and Daniela. I think Sabrina stepped back at that point. She's like, we're sister sisters. Sexual partners did, it was a thing, it was a clincher. Yeah. It made it so that part was easy. It was an easy introduction, reintroduction, yeah. But we scissored, and we were just experimenting. We were like, you know, 20, 21, 22, something, whatever, you turned your soul. And we were just experimenting. You don't know how old Sabrina is? No. At that point, well, I mean, we'll figure it out. She's like 34. So she was like, also, like 20, 21, yeah. No, she's like 38. Okay, so then she's just a few years older than me. I was like, four, yeah. That's fine, we're in our 20s, god damn it. Why are they so nitpicky? I don't know, because, like, what is the difference? Yeah, especially once you reach, like, 21, like, if you're 25, we're, like, the same. Yeah, especially, yeah. And, yeah, we just tried it out, god damn it, because, like, South Park made it look cool. I don't know. God. Was that episode even out by then? I don't even know, but, like, who doesn't want to try scissoring? Just to see, like, how much of it is, it's, like, worth it. I don't know. You gotta get, like, a dildo involved or something. I don't know. Like, I think it's, like, Rachel Packard. And then we have, oh, does Michael Lehrer go on? He's like, no. God, he has decency. He's like, I'm not gonna prostitute myself. Oh, my God, I'm this. He won't. He's like, now I kind of want to. Because, like, original Patrick is, like, a strap-on, and then he has, like, a silicone dildo inside of it, because it's hollowed out. And so does Joseph Dillis. Oh my god, I said your full name. Oh no, oh no. And you're like, I don't mind. Okay. He also does, like, great shows on hand called Horsing Around with Uncle Joe. There's, like, a new one now. Popping a Squat with Uncle Joe and Taking a Knee with Uncle Joe, followed by P-Files with Maddie and me as detectives, or, yeah, investigators. And all of you are P-Files. Oh, and Chase and BB. BB's also in the show. Yes. Why is she cute? Her face is perfect and proportions are beautiful. Why is that not happening with BB? Well, if you wanted to make a mod in BB, you have to find, like, a lookalike. Yeah. But beyond that, like, don't, like, continuously mod a baby and irradiate them. Yeah. That's messed up. Man. That's not his idea, was it? It was your idea. Your sick idea. You don't ever think about any of the consequences or outcomes. It's not always a bad thing to think about that. The scientific method, I guess. I don't know, Mark knows. We were talking about it, weren't we? It's all like talking and like no G. Like if there's a G or sign of respect, you know. We were. Now I was actually talking to Josh about the scientific method. Because I was saying, like, are you, like, a evil genius or mad scientist? I was thinking of messing up. Like, the Myers-Briggs personality inventory. And I was wondering if he was INTD. But he said INTP. And so am I. I vacillate. Is that the right word? Oscillate? That could work, too. And I was saying, like, he's doing some sort of weird science experiment, wasn't he? Like, he's also biohazard and biowarfare. And yeah, and then Marcus Techno Savage, which was taken, but what's another, it was another good one, Techno Garden. That's biological too. Do you know what, like, no. Do you know what, yeah, I know, like, it reoccurs every year, or throughout the year. No, it's, like, it comes back every year, yeah. It's an annual, right? Yeah. But perennial means like, yeah, like reoccurring or something. Yeah. But why do people think you don't know what you're saying? Because they're so stupid that they've never met somebody that actually talks about stuff that they understand a little bit. I don't claim to know everything, but I know for a fact that you guys are dumb. Like the game of Sam. I know everyone has some knowledge that they can impart with anybody. Like, everybody has something that they can learn and gain from everybody else, but these games suck the life out of people. Like, literally suck the life juice saline out of people. Yeah. From their own disgusting energy. And it's all negative. And I do believe in the new age energy idea. They're disgusting people. And the negativity is so, like, profuse. Yeah. Why don't people know what you're saying? Because they don't care enough, and it's fine. You don't have to have the same interests. You really don't, but you don't need to sit here invading my privacy and electronically harassing. I don't get why you do that. If you have no interest in what I'm saying, then get a life of your own, get attention on your own merit. Stop using people. The stupidest question in the world is, like, do you want to be used? Or, like, I mean, who the fuck asks that? It's just people that have been using people, and they can't come to terms with it. How bad it was, how horrible it was. And, I don't know, you don't want to hear the truth. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with Jessica. Something has happened where he's flipped into a big monster. Yeah. I know she's had this cocky, snide attitude, you know. Very becoming. So becoming. Kind of. Makes you likable. And I'm just asking to be left alone. Well, then why do we not leave you alone? FOMO. Fear of missing out on others. But there's nothing. You guys sleep inside me because you are so fearful of missing out on something. Nothing happens. What happens? Your brainwashing on needs to continue? Well, yeah. But then you go, no one likes your narrations. No one even notices the things that you were, like, trying to mock me on. They don't even notice it. Like, at least I didn't. I had to, like, after a while, like, get, like, a catch on. Like, oh, they're trying to mock me when I said this or that. And then I stop. Because they take over. So then, that's something you say? It was so, like, inconsequential in the sentence that nobody remembers it. And that's the thing, they only say that. Yeah, that's all they say, and they think it's a leading statement. And then they're always like, we weren't saying that, we didn't want to say that. When I do lead the statement, why do you lead someone? Because I've said so much. I repeated myself so many times. I would like to go faster. Why don't? Because I can't, because they're jamming up my frequencies like Immortal Technique said. You can't rap. And then also, Audacity, voice mods, and usage of VLC, directed energy, but everything that we do is designed to stifle creativity and just make it about them, which is boring and selfish, and they're smug, disgusting. You know? Why is it so easy to them to not be in there? Okay, just shut up, okay? You know. There's needs to be a discussion on who has the intention of saying something, and who just is hearing somebody. And I don't know why nobody is, like, why is everybody suddenly playing dumb about it? They're trying to tell people that there's a huge difference between, as soon as you say something that is unique, and you formulated it in your own brain, and they come around and start taking credit for what you said, you'll start feeling kind of irritated by it. They were just listening to you, and you know that. So, you know it was your own original idea. You know when you said something first. So then they do what? Like a shadow shit show? Running around or something? No, it's just a hologram. It's just a blob of, like, greatness. Yeah, I always see it. I think it looks stupid. Ever since Dan Bella came back, the hologram quality just is nothing. It's trash now. Yeah, it was fun describing the holograms in great detail, like little baby Dan McBride with his long brown curly hair, and no, he didn't have glasses, but he had like freckles, and he was short with black pants and a yellow sweater vest and white t-shirt and black cape and white shoes. And then when they came by to do their hologram identification, they're like, yeah, you're showing holograms. That's what it was.
No, they're just like stupid and dumb.
Yeah.
I can see it from the hotel. Mm-hmm. I feel it. It's an interesting way to describe. Like, how do you describe it? It's like you perceive it, you know. You see it with your mind's eye. Yeah. So, do you want to be used for that? I just want that word to not even be a part of it. I kept saying business partners. Not wife. I don't know why that would change to wife. So, why does it not? Shut up. Like, I have this interrupter in my room. She's trying to make it feel like that. She's in the room, sitting on the bed, being a bitch. Because the dirt. Yes, it's so stupid, isn't it? It's dehumanizing to me, because to me it suggests that I'm quarantined to, like, a electronic cell, and I have to stay in, like, this glass cage or whatever. Glass box, yeah. And I can't be seen in public, or you guys can't interact with me in public, like, on a human level. So it's degrading. It's dehumanizing to me to have to feel that shit on my bed, or any mercy stuff. And I never once thought you were in my house, so don't even try that. I mean my mom's house, you know. I never once thought we were under. There's not enough room under the bed, and no. That is so dumb. See how moronic they are? I don't know what they were brainwashed on, but, like, they aren't funny, you know. They won't stop leaving shit on the bed. Yeah, create a shit sheet with a whole, because he said that in the other podcast. Yeah. But yeah, why not? Rah, cheetah here. Did he say it? I don't think so. Jessica said it. How come nobody else can say their name? Because I'm right. I'm not lying. I'm right, like, 99.9% of the time. When they ask, like, what is this, or what mod is this, or whose voice this is, I mean, or, like, what are they using? I know what they're doing. I don't know why they get stuck on it. They're just surprised you don't think it's weird that you're right. You know why you're not right ever, or why you don't get it? You're a psychopath. You are sociopaths, actually, because you're social animals. Like, you guys are so dense. You don't seem to understand that it's so easy to tell, for the most part. I never got to get a good feel for Josh, so I don't, like, sometimes Dan Bella is, like, weird. Like, when she just keeps eating sweet, I'm like, okay, I guess that could be him, but I never got a full broad spectrum shut up, stop trying to interrupt. And so that was the doing of the gimps, and so he doesn't know me, I don't really know him either, and I can sense facial expressions sometimes, but they always get in the middle, and they're always, like, poking me, tapping on me, pretending to kick on me, and it's just ridiculous, and they just seem, like, so infantile to me. And I forgot what I was talking about before that. The things we do are stupid. Yeah. Because we're listening to your thinker. No, my thinker is right. But you're just doing it, like, on purpose. Like I said, the, like, idea of simulation theory and holographic universe, all this sort of shit, it lines up with a lot of the major, like, physicists of today, what they think. What our universe or what our world is like. I'm not far, like, I actually am in, like, the same group as people that are, you know, cutting edge when it comes to the new physical thought of our world. And if you look into it, it's not complicated, and it makes reality look really stupid to you. But I'm dealing with morons here that don't even understand that, like, a couple of years ago I came across these ideas. And ever since then, it's, like, changed my worldview, too. But they don't align with me politically. They don't align with me, like, scientifically, technologically. And in any sense, they don't align with me. So I don't know why they think that their shit, pee, period blood, wavelength would ever be something I'm interested on sinking to. They have really lowered the bar for all of humanity, I think. I have never met a more disgusting group of individuals, women especially, in my life. They are so gross. They deserve everything horrible they get in their life. They deserve it. Especially those two bitches. And I will stand by that forever. And I wish I could kill them. But I have self-respect. I won't do it. I will never face the way. Because of illegal. Yeah. So, I believe in justice. That's all I can say. I believe in doing the right thing. Cleaning up the gutter trash. And nobody is against it, which is amazing. Because it's just those two. They're just like the other day, you know. So demented. You know, Jessica. You, bitch. Why are you so dumb? Like, you don't have a sense of humor. Your brain deadpan doesn't work. You're just an embarrassing person to Jessica, you know? And I don't know why she gets so high on herself when she does this whole mod thing with the delay or whatever. Like, she thinks that she's so, I don't know, like, pulling well fast when she's, yeah. I don't get it. Like, what is this mood that you're in? Your affect changes and you become, a mega bitch or something. Or, like, a trifling bitch. Trifling, yeah. What do you think you're doing exactly? Being not. I know that. But what's changed? Like, why are you annoying on a different type of level? Danielle said this isn't the only one, because she looks the stupidest, right, Danielle? She does look the stupidest. Don't try to sabotage her. Am I saying that, or you? I think we were. So, see how sometimes thoughts align, I guess. I don't know if she actually wanted to say that. She wanted to say it, but she didn't know how. Okay, but when I say something for the first time, or like I know it's an original thought of mine, I know you guys aren't saying it. You are like literally on my, you know, what is that? I can't think of the term. That one Key & Peele episode, they talked about it. Diametrically opposed to me. Yeah. That wasn't a key. Does Mark know? Like, you know, Mark knows all these dumb references, like Arboretum. Like, I don't need to see the movie to know it's like a scary bird movie or something. Why scary? I don't know. I must have heard something about it throughout my years alive. I don't know what year it came out. And I haven't seen Frequency or The Matrix, and only movie I've seen was Donnie Darko, I think, and what other movies are there that were relevant? Oh, The Looking Glass. And then all these ideas are incorporated into this. And Mark was the one that pointed out to me, like, even though I had come to this realization in San Diego, he put it in words and said that, like, the spectrogram really does look like everything around us, like the Matrix, you know, and tardigrades, you know. And it's interesting how they did the hologram of Josh in his Donnie Darko bunny suit. It's never Looney Tunes. I don't like Looney Tunes. And any bitch that heard a Tweety keychain is gross. And they showed his hologram wearing the bunny suit. And I thought it was like a Donnie Darko bunny thing. And also the idea of emanating positivity or radiating empathy. It's been done. Seth's done it. Mark's done it. Josh has done it. And I have done it. And I know Sierra and Maddie and Morgan have done it, like, to buy stuff, even though it was a Kmart stupid, like, shopping kick or vendor, yeah. And, Candy has, and I don't know. Yeah, she's done comedy. She's radiated her She makes my brother laugh so much. Because he said he wanted to shoot my mom. God damn it. Like, I said, you should stop or something stupid. He's so dumb sometimes, yeah. He's a dumb. When you have that accent, it's not that annoying. I don't know. It's almost nice. So annoying. They have nothing left, so they're slinging shit, hoping something sticks. Like, and no, they know nothing will stick. So, just a matter of waiting them out. Or people can start logging out of Pegasus and stopping the modding. Put a stop to the modding. Stop freaking. It's lame. You limit brain capacity, and believe me, it's closer to you. You're affecting the waves that are closer to you, so you're dumbing yourself down exponentially. You don't think there's... I said resistance training was purely sexual, and I know I won't even say it right, but I said, like, because they were trying to, well, Josh was trying to do accents and make me do an accent, and I didn't want to do it, so he said that I would resist the training, like I would. But wait a minute, this was also about dicks? Yeah, I said I will stroke your dick with the strong. I'll paint your dick with my saliva and stroke it off with the strongest muscle in my body to resist your resistance training, whatever. Something like that. Now I forget. The first time's always best. No, we don't have chance. It really is. That's why I said I give Heifer justice. Yeah, I can't believe you guys. And that was like the first redeeming thing. People decided to come back. Be careful. Oh my gosh, they thought I did the right thing. Because of the bathtub? Or because of the apartment? Because of both, you know. He's a facilitator of lots of things. He is a facilitator, you know. He won't even send the link of the thing. You know, that's the problem. You know, why won't he do that? I don't know, I think there's like some embarrassment about people having my number, but getting it in a hacky way. In a hacky way, yeah. Was that tricky? It was like, yeah. You can feel my facial expression, yeah. Yeah. He has a big mouth. That feels like he has a huge smile. Like, I do. I like it. He's like tricky with a big smile. Yeah. Yeah, nice. Why is tricky nice? Because he listens. Just like Mark Lee to crack your phone to y'all today. So he jokes about him. Yeah. Why are these guys like that? Because they have empathy. And they listen. But why are they not mean to the gimps? When Michael Weaver was talking to her, to Jessica, like, he spoke with sound logic. Like, he wasn't, like, you know, what he said was totally appropriate. And he made sense and he put her in her place. But why don't other people? Well, Josh is, like, constantly bombarded with the stupid shit. I guess they have one bitch on me and then they have another bitch on him. So I don't know what he's saying to them. And then, who is saying that he doesn't do anything? I don't know what he does. So, he does say stop, but he's like, I don't know what more. He's a clueless guy, right? He's like, cute. Yeah, he's clueless, I guess. But it is a game. Yeah, so, this is our representation, I guess. Oh no. This is his representation. I'm not embarrassed, I don't give a fuck. I don't have a rational mind. So I'm not like obsessed with anything or anybody. I'm not, it was fun to make a lot of different like jokes about different things, like Jared was really funny. And it was kind of fun to be like all sexual too. But then they just suck it all out of you, little gimps, you know. They're all making me wet in the gross way, like excessively wet, you know. Why? Power hungry, rapist mentality. Nothing left to live for, I hope. They literally suck energy out of people and, like, destroy and disfigure people. And they openly admit to it. And it is believable. And if you don't want to believe the apartment part, I don't care. It's the privacy matters that are still the crime that has been committed. It's still ongoing. And why do people do it? Because they're selfish and narcissistic, entitled, sociopathic. What was the word I always forget nowadays? Or for a while I've been forgetting. It was more than that, though. It was something else. Yeah, they dehumanized me. And they also dehumanize other people because due to the invisible light spectrum, this radiation is penetrating everything, entering their homes, and then it's affecting everybody around them. It is laser focused on me, but it does, like, their negativity does seem to affect me more. Yeah. And then because I can feel it, it changes everything, because now I know what they're doing to me, and that makes the nature of their crime more heinous and more sadistic. So when you know what has been used against you to hurt you, and you complain about it, and they continue, There's something very wrong going on. Consciousness changes everything. At least according to information theory, when there's a conscious, a participant, an observer, reality changes for everybody. Within 1 year, like everything changed for these maggots, these bitch maggots.
Yeah.
Why does she pretend to like have this matter of fact attitude? Yeah. Her affect is just not matching the state of affairs. Yeah, come off as a babbling buffoon. Jessica, yeah. She's like so desperate to just be in the podcast. No, then why do you want to babble on? Babylon reference. Oh my god. Is that like a language thing? Like the Rosetta Stone, which had three languages on it, Demotic and hieroglyphics, and was it Latin? Well, now they have that program, Rosetta Stone, to learn languages. So why do they pretend like they know it? I don't know. I didn't. But people don't know that. I learned it in ancient history in high school. Why do you remember things? You know, the weird part about this is that in high school, like, I learned a... Well, everybody learns things. But then when I tried to commit suicide when I was 18, out of high school at U of M, they did 12 ECT procedures on me, and it affected my memory so much that I didn't remember, like, graduating from high school. I didn't remember going on vacation with my mom and brother, like, I think we went to Costa Rica, I think. That was too many, I think. But anyway, I forgot, like, you know, chunks of my life in the recent years. And it's interesting, though, how it is still it's stored in my brain somewhere, stuff that I learned. So it's cool, like F equals 1 over lambda, which is equivalent to wavelength. So there's a direct inverse relationship, XY axis, if you look at it. There's frequency on the Y, which is hertz, megahertz, and then we have wavelength on X. And that's the same formula, like X equals 1 over Y, XY equals 1 over X. And there's a, I don't know, but anyway, it's basic algebra, but that came back to me. And they made a big fuss over that. But there is a common saying to get on someone's wavelength. And that's not too hard to do, but we're talking about, like, you literally are saying exactly the same words in tandem and unison. And you both mean it. That's the key thing. Like, you both mean the words you're saying. You can't just use a mod. The reason why the mod was used by Mark was because he was trying to get my attention and, like, you know, get through the garbage that was just everywhere. They were playing so many different, like, stupid tracks to brainwash people. He just wanted to speak to me directly. But he used my own voice, like, kind of lower, but mixed with his also, I think. I didn't want to miss anything. Okay. Yeah, so that was really smart. And it also didn't affect my face. Like, he was worried he was affecting my face, but I think he had the least effect, if any effect, on my face. So that was considerate, at least. And that's why you always wanted to work with the smart. Yeah. This was all Michael Lieber trying to jump in. Why? No, like, in the past. He was always trying to jump in. Is that why your voice kind of seems familiar? And I was always jump on you or something? No. He was always like, I don't know why she jumped off here. Are you sure you're not just listening to them modding me? Because generally speaking, like, why was I able to get along with you today? I mean, generally speaking, I get along better with men anyway. I'm sure it is okay. I don't know. So why is she faking it? I don't know. Because if anybody is willing to listen, I'm willing to talk to them. Why listen? What do you have to tell? Like, what do you have to impart to anybody? How annoying you are? You have nothing of substance or value ever. You're boring. You're a rah 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 cheerleader bitch. The wannabe popular one. You guys suck the life out of everything. You're destructive. Negative. Gross. Grotesque. Embodiment of humanity. I always said that if we were ever invaded by like a more intelligent life form, which I don't think they would ever invade if they were more intelligent, because I don't believe in colonialism, so I don't think they would come to colonize. But anyway, if they ever did visit us, this, if we were represented by these two, especially these two bitches, like, they would be so fucking grossed out by this planet, this earth, the people on it. And I think humanity is driving itself towards extinction, and I think it's the right thing, because we fucked up. Like, from, we're back at the same level of wealth inequality as the ancient, like, pharaohs and stuff in Egypt, and the populace. So, what have we accomplished? We still have, like, poverty, suffering, children that don't get appropriate medical care. We have to donate to the cancer hospital, St. Jude Hospital. I think I maybe added that to my podcast already. But anyway, that's sickening in a developed country like this, in the most, in the richest country, you know? And why are we like this hyper-capitalistic nature of our economy? So, there has to be a change. But the problem is that waking up people like these people that don't have any interest for one thing is so difficult, and it does take, like, individualized mentoring, yeah. They need to become a mentee of someone that understands the world a little and has empathy and patience for them. I don't owe you that, so why do you always want to, like, you always latch on to me, you always want to sink your claws into me, not talons. You got talons too, and also your fangs, but yeah, I saw my vampires, so. And I, oh yeah, that was because of the music that they were playing in the background. Right? You sound like, yeah, because it's like, why are they playing music and having a jolly good time when I'm saying, like, I need help, and they just flat out freak out and don't listen, right? Or no, they hear the screaming, but they tune it out. That is psychopathy. There's a reason why people scream. It's like a way to ask for help, like, evolutionarily. Like, you have a voice. You use it when you're angry. You don't whisper. And you have to hear it. If you wrong somebody, then that's the way we think we're, like, above the law and never wrong anybody. Electronic harassment comes down to just one thing, which is my word against your word, and there's a lot more people on my side. When it comes to witnesses that would testify against you, there's, like, so many people, that you have nothing. It's just my word against your word. And I have so much evidence of the hacking. And it's only, like, two people that continue. I don't get it. Like, get a life. Seriously, get a life. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And mind your own fucking business. And also, get attention on your own merit. Get fucked on your own merit, yeah. You guys are so gross. Can't squeeze a dick from a mile away. Then you start raping. Promoting. With your foot-long dong. Which, don't worry, guys. Foot-long dong is way too much. Rachel Patrick and Joseph Dawson are like, what? Oh my god. Is that where you want to take it? You were going to go down, downsize them? They're like, no. They were like, what? Like, it's too, like, a foot is too small, yes. They're like, whoa, I don't know. You guys fill out your pants really nicely. And Josh thought I was, like calling him, like, fat or something. You said that to him? Yeah. I said that to everybody. I was always joking around like that. I was saying, like, you guys fill out your pants, and if you don't want to help me, you got a micropenis. And how do you help? I think what Seth did was a major, like, step in the right direction to get help, because he helped, like, show people that there was a physical assault going on. I wasn't exaggerating anything, and I don't exaggerate and embellish things. I don't want to, and I honestly just want to be left alone. And so when he decided to, like, help show that, that changed everything. And then we have to, like, do the real-time thing, because they operate on basically ripping me off for everything smart I say, and then modding it into their voice, and then playing it, acting like they're the smart one, the insightful one. And then they make me come off as obsessive and needy or stupid or whatever the fuck. And in reality, they
all they say is, I don't like you, or I like you, and I don't like you because you don't like me, or I don't like you because you like me, or something stupid like that. It doesn't make any sense, and at the end of the thing, it's always like, yeah, fine, let's be friends. Best friend. And best friend means best friend. And, do I need to go through that list? No, okay. Well, she said no, so I don't know. You better go through it, because people don't get it, so. And they keep going with the same thing. Okay. My favorite quote, I should also say this, the Eugene Debs one. While there is a lower class, I am in it. While there is a criminal element, I am of it. And while there is a stolen prison, I am not free. Eugene Victor Debs. I love that girl. Okay. Let's see here. Best friend was not first kiss or boyfriend. And Seth wasn't my first kiss either. And help, no, stop, was not penetration. Freedom, like, everything just means what it is. Like, you don't need to do stupid encryption. Freedom was not GC string. And pink was not tuna fish. Vagina was not penis. Nice, mean, nice, or switched, I think. Gimp was Josh at times. You is collective. If verb is plural. If singular, it's whoever I'm speaking to at the moment. And then hacking is not rape. Marry me, Herman came. Never said that to anyone. And then I did afterwards, like, to reference the thing. And then, like, I jokingly said her, because I tried every angle. And never entered inside of the apartment. Yeah, it was remote. And never said it was inside the apartment. Justice was just Justice. And I said, please don't find a guy named Justice. And then they bring in Justin Stark. Or they already had him. That already occurred to them to do it or something. I don't know. I don't understand how that works. The heads were already synthesizing. Directed energy was not Bart Sabreau. V2K could be like rigging the house for audio April 11th or 12th, 2019, or just doing the laws, I guess. And, but there is V2K. The 5G is working. Meet me just meant meet me. And let's see. Daniela and Josh were switched around. I don't know why. And speak for myself, sleep with someone else. And don't enter me. Please rape me. And Yeasty was Daniela. And freedom equals meet her master, which was creepy. And I would just interrupt the phrase because it was like, I don't like it. I don't like the way it sounds. Is that some way I speak or you speak? That's one of Dan Bella. I like it. Stupid was a switch with intelligent. And stupid encryption was switching the words around, which it sometimes is. So is 1-4-3. And I didn't say that. First, I just decided to say it eventually because it was like a big feature. Business partner was not wife, bathtub, he said it first, but then I looked at the San Diego stuff, so they were saying it then. They were, yeah. So, bathtub was shitting yourself, and the business partner was not wife, and then this became a big deal. I would never be tethered to anyone. That keeps the gimps around because I think, or keeps the gimp around because they thought Josh was a gimp. And, or I don't know how that works. And then fake and real were switched. And con artist and friend were switched. Hotel, roof, room, I don't know what they all were. There's all avoiding meeting in person. And meet maker, meet her master. I don't know what you were. It was like, and also STD swap meet. And restraining order, sometimes with Seth Presley, I guess. And they always said Seth Presley was the restraining order. Why? Okay. And I don't know, like, is the head the one that said Starcross, or was it Joe? He was saying it to make it visible. But remember what happened was, like, I was embarrassed to even, because he seamlessly defills. So I was embarrassed because I thought, like, is this my thought? Like, I hope nobody thinks that I'm thinking this, because I never thought that was the case. Because I only knew about ages 21, 22 with him. So I didn't know any of the rest of the story. And no bitch was ever gonna bring it up. No bitch male. Yeah. No, actually, male was more willing to bring up, like, bathtub and not be a bitch. They're not bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that Nick Cage? I don't, like, you guys keep on changing the story. Yeah, he was involved. Then why do you say no? Because you don't believe? I can't believe most of the stuff. It's so, like, I never thought this could happen to somebody. Definitely me. So this is a very abnormal life. You know. But it's, I mean, the technology used, it was really interesting and cool at some point, but then it was misused, you know. So why do people want the worst one to the... What is, like, what are you on that makes you think like you're better than everyone? Danielle is speaking to her. Just like clench it. Just clench your jaw. You're disrupting my podcast. I don't like you. I don't want you on it. Did he just come out of me? Or come in? Or were they just barking? Yeah, you might reach your baby law cussing you. I'm like, I don't. Why don't you just let the bitch speak? I don't get a word in through her. Because this bitch is like obsessed with hearing its own voice. Just another bitch, yeah. It is. So then clench it. Is this damn Bella? No, it's Daniel. She doesn't want to be in the room with a bitch wash. Everybody just sabotaged. Oh no, she's the last one standing. Stop burping. And that was her. Don't. I don't want to burp. It just comes up. But what do you, like, on the track you're playing? It's like, yeah, it just says burp and then it happens. I don't believe you. Put your pots in it. You know. I mean, but we don't want to. Well, then don't put any light up to it or whatever. Or have a laser in it. Yeah. Yes, I knew. I drew out the diagrams and everything. And the way I learned about it was really interesting. It was before you guys knew about the prison of it, I think. It was. Did you guys have the understanding of how to explain it? What's happening before? This winter? So I drew the diagrams and even used color coding, but I'm not showing you guys anything anymore. I'm sick of it. I was saying, like, it's my leverage, but I know you know, so who cares? You don't know anything that you said was so much more interesting because you don't know what he said. Because he's like, why is it that everybody else is so much more interesting? Why is it her? So what? Why is it herself is being better than her? Who? Just use names. Why doesn't anyone say our self-esteem is better than her? No! No! Your self-esteem is better. No! God, you are a narcissistic, disgusting bitch! Like, your self-esteem is inflated beyond all reason. Like, you are egotistical and slimy. How dare you think your self-esteem is better? Remember at the end of the thing, you would always say, like, we don't care about your self-esteem, we don't care about your self-worth, and blah, blah, blah. And I would say, well, I don't, like, I always said, I got my sense of self, and I know my rights. So that's where that idea where lack of self-esteem comes from. I've heard every horrible thing, and after something like this, every single person that's endured this horrible experience, with the glimpse at least, hearing negative things, you will never feel insulted in your life. Because you've heard every horrible thing about you. And a lot of times, it's just a lie. And it's jealousy that motivates them. Yeah. So we're not... This is not about self-esteem. I don't care about self-esteem. I care about just being decent to people. And, like, honestly, you deserve every horrible thing that happens in your life.